January 15th, John chapter 4, verses 1 through 45. The Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and immersing more disciples than John, though Jesus himself was not immersing, but his disciples. And he left Judea and went again to Galilee. However, he had to pass through Samaria. He came to the Samaritan city of Sychar, near the piece of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Where was Jacob's well? About 6 o'clock, Jesus, who was tired from his travels, was sitting as he was at the well. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." The disciples had gone into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman replied, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? The Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered, "If you knew God's gift, and who he is that asked you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." Jesus replied, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. From where do you have living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself and his sons and his flocks?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water I shall give him will never thirst. The water which I shall give will become in him a well of water springing up into eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not thirst, neither come here to draw." He said, "Go call your husband and come back." She replied, "I have no husband." Jesus said, "You have answered honestly, 'I have no husband,' for you have had 5 husbands, and he whom you now have is not your husband. You have spoken truthfully." The woman said, "Sir, I see that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, but you say that it is necessary to worship in Jerusalem." Jesus answered, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father, neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship one whom you do not know, but we know the one whom we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such worshipers. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman replied, "I know that when Messiah comes, the one who is called the Christ, he will tell us everything." Jesus answered, "I, the one speaking to you, am he." After he said this, his disciples returned and were surprised that he was speaking with a woman. Yet no one asked, "What are you asking?" or "Why are you talking with her?" The woman then left her water jar, went into the city, and said to the people, "Come see a man who told me everything I have done. He could not be the Christ, could he?" They were coming out of the city and were going to him. In the meantime, his disciples were urging him, "Rabbi, eat." He replied, "I have food to eat about which you do not know." The disciples began to ask among themselves, "Has someone brought food to him?" Jesus answered, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me, and to finish his work. Do you not say, 'The harvest comes in 4 months'? Behold, I assure you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields. They are already white for the harvest. The reaper receives a reward and gathers fruit for the eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper rejoice together. In this way the saying is true, 'One sows and another reaps.' I have sent you to reap where you have not labored. Others have worked and you will enter their labor." Many of the Samaritans of the city believed on him because of the testimony of the woman who said, "He told me everything I have done." When therefore the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, which he did for 2 days. Many more believed because of the message, and they said to the woman, "No longer do we believe because of your report, for we ourselves have heard and know that this man is truly the Savior of the world." After 2 days, he departed for Galilee. Yet Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. When he arrived in Galilee, the Galileans received him, since they had all seen of the things which he did during the feast of Jerusalem, for they too had gone to the feast. Luke chapter 3, verses 19 through 20. But Herod the Tetrarch, being rebuked by John about Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, and about all the evil things Herod had done, also added this also to the list: he imprisoned John.